USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first ship to pass through the Suez Canal in a week is making its way to a port in Saudi Arabia after a massive container ship was freed from the banks of the canal on Monday. The Ever Given ran aground last Tuesday with strong winds from a sandstorm being blamed for the accident. Officials over the weekend said they were also looking into the possibility of human error contributing to the incident. Nearly 350 ships were delayed because of the jam. Canal officials believe it will take several days to clear the backlog of waiting vessels. President Biden says that most of America will be eligible for a COVID vaccination by the middle of April. The president saying Monday that 90% of adults will be included in state vaccination programs by April 19th. He also announced that the federal vaccination program would be increasing the number of pharmacies that will be able to give vaccines up to 40,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A new poll shows Americans are gaining more confidence about returning to public places, even as COVID cases in some areas are on the rise. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Americans are increasingly becoming more comfortable in public spaces and traveling, according to a recent poll by Civic Science. The survey found that 35% of adult Americans are not at all concerned with being in public spaces, while 43% are somewhat concerned and 22% are still very concerned. Additionally, 55% of Americans felt comfortable going out to eat, and now 39% say they felt comfortable enough to go on a vacation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And flooding in Tennessee has claimed a seventh victim as the area braces for more rain. A man in Cheatham County apparently drowned when his truck was caught up in floodwaters. According to the National Weather Service, another 1 to 2 inches of rain could fall on the Nashville area on Tuesday and Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
About 16,000 unaccompanied minors who crossed into the United States remain in the custody of the federal government, with officials estimating that more than 20,000 more could be on the way next month. The former acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protections says the entire crisis at the southern border was completely preventable. Mark Morgan tells Newsmax TV that he and other immigration officials warned the Biden transition team that the proposals they outlined on the campaign trail would lead to disaster.
We could have prevented this. This was preventable. We have the tools and policies in place that were effectively dealing with the illegal immigration and a crisis. And look, during the transition, even before, we told the Biden administration, if you do what you've done, you will create an unmitigated crisis that will pale in comparison to 2019. We're already there. During the transition grant, we warned them, exhaustive briefings, if you do what you said you're going to do and they've done, the Border Patrol facilities will be overwhelmed. HHS will be overwhelmed. And you will see crisis-level numbers that will exceed what we saw in 2019. We told them it could have been prevented, and they let their ideologic hubris ignore the experts, and now we have this crisis.
And another woman has come forward with allegations of sexual harassment against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Sherry Ville of Greece, New York, says Cuomo grabbed her face and kissed her in front of her home during a visit to her house following a 2017 flood. Ville says she will also contact the state's attorney general's office to cooperate with an ongoing investigation into a series of allegations against the governor. Eight other women have accused Cuomo of inappropriate behavior or sexual harassment. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.